The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Good morning. Welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with my co-host, fellow realtor and husband, Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning. Ready to talk, Pat?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Excellent.
I don't know. We got a good show today, so I give the microphone over to them.
All right. For the fourth week in a row, Disaster Blaster, we have Christy Leyland, marketing and service manager, and we have Gary Lyons, General Manager.
Correct.
Okay, I almost forgot. You're here 4 weeks in a row, and we have had previous discussions regarding water and fire damage, mold, and asbestos. Today, we're going to talk about radon. You ready?
I'm ready.
All set.
All right. We're here every Saturday and Sunday. We talk real estate. We have a full-time real estate office with many full-time realtors. We have been listing, selling, and appraising real estate for over 40 years.
Feel free during the week to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com, or give us a call at 570-344-6724. Or if you're a local business owner and you think you'd like to be on the show, you'd like to talk about something we haven't covered, give us a call or send us an email and maybe we'll put you on.
Right. And I also had a thought about anybody in politics, local, state, or federal, that's doing something to spur real estate activity, to move real estate in a certain area. Please come on and tell us all about your programs and what you're doing to help real estate sales.
That's a good idea.
All right. Thank you for that. Like us on Facebook at Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. View our listings, search the MLS listings, or listen to archive radio shows by going to jruddy.com. J-R-U-D-D-Y.com. Disaster Blaster, what do you folks do?
Disaster Blaster is a full-service indoor restoration firm. We specialize in emergency services for water damage, fire damage. We do mold remediation, asbestos abatement, duct cleaning, and radon mitigation.
So you're very busy.
We are.
You're located in Avoca.
We're in Avoca. We serve about 7 counties in northeastern Pennsylvania, including Monroe County, Columbia County, Lackawanna, Luzerne, Wyoming, Wayne.
And you have an emergency service. So if somebody has an emergency and they call you, they do get a call back.
They do. We take emergency services quite seriously, especially for water damage and fire damage and wind damage. And our local number is 570-963-1123. And again, we do offer emergency services, so even after hours, there's someone on call.
Excellent. Okay, so today's discussion is going, we're going to talk about radon. Radon myths, and let's just start off by, what is radon? And it's here in the area, it's here to stay, it's been here, but I can't believe how many people I come across when I'm selling homes that don't know about radon or think that it's a big myth.
Yeah. Radon is a gas. It's a radioactive gas. It comes from uranium in the soil that's deteriorating, and it is found in about 20% of the homes in Pennsylvania.
So radon is real?
It is real. A lot of people don't think it's real because it's something you can't see and you can't smell it.
It's not tangible.
It's not tangible.
They don't think it's there.
The only way to find out if you have it radon is to have it tested.
Okay. Now, it's a radioactive gas, so is it linked to certain health issues?
Yes, it's actually linked to lung cancer, more specifically, and it's associated with about 21,000 deaths a year are associated to actually radon in homes.
And it's the second leading cause of lung cancer, second to smoking?
Second to smoking, that's correct.
Okay. So, in the United States, there's a level that's acceptable and anything below that level, and then there's unacceptable levels. What is the level that we're looking here for?
The EPA set a level of 4 picocuries per liter as anything 4 picocuries per liter or over is considered an unacceptable level.
Okay. Is it something that somebody has to correct if that level, or is it by choice?
It's certainly by choice. It's up to the homeowner whether or not they want to make that choice to protect their health.
Okay. So somebody doesn't have to correct or mitigate for radon levels higher than 4 picocuries. But when they're in a sale, and that's what we do. We do real estate sales, Pat and I, at Century 21 Jack Grady Real Estate. If we find a home, the buyer's buying it, they test for radon, and it's above the 4 picocuries or above, most buyers do ask the seller to correct that radon problem there. And a lot of sellers, most sellers, I'll have to say, will correct for radon. What is the procedure to correct for radon, please?
Well, it's typically not very complicated, and it's also often not very expensive. A typical radon system that is installed runs somewhere between $800 to $1,300. So it's not something that's astronomically expensive.
And it doesn't take days to install.
Most installations take one day at tops for the installation. It's basically what we do is install what they call a radon mitigation system. And it's actually, we dig down underneath the basement, under the foundation, with the inside the house typically, and we install piping that runs up to a fan, and then the fan runs to other piping outside the house, and then into and then up above the roof area to actually pull the radon from underneath the house and vent it above the roof of that.
Right, so that you're not breathing it in when you're walking around the house or playing around the house, removing it out into the sky.
Correct. Everybody is exposed to some amount of radon because you're going to have it outside. It's there. It's something you're exposed to, but it's diluted only in the outside. So you're only exposed to a very limited amount. What occurs inside the house is this accumulates over time, and then you get large amounts that are harmful.
Homes with radon can be fixed. It shouldn't be a deal breaker?
No, not at all. We have never seen a home that couldn't be fixed.
Okay, sometimes multiple systems have to. Did you ever come across that where multiple systems have to be installed because the levels are so high?
Typically not so much because of the levels, but sometimes because of the size of the property. If the property has a large footprint, sometimes it's necessary to put in two systems, one at each end of the house.
Okay, so you're usually doing this installation in the lower level, the basement area. Whether it's finished or unfinished, you usually go to a corner. Is that what you find, a corner or an outside wall?
We're looking for an outside wall where the installation of a radon system is regulated based so that there are certain things that we have to look at even on the outside of the house, because I can't vent this anywhere near any window. I have to be at least 10 feet away from a window. I have to be a certain distance above the roof area and the eave. And if somebody has a skylight that opens, I can't be anywhere near that, even coming above the roof area. So often, where this system is going to be installed depends on the outside of the house, not so much of the inside of the house, but the outside of the house as to where I can actually vent the radon gas outside.
So you have to think about all these things prior to installation. So you're doing an assessment of the property prior to your installation. So you're walking around and taking all things into account.
We never, there's never a system that we're not out there looking at the property before we even do the bid. There are some people out there, I know, are giving bids over the phone and then supplementing, you know, after the fact later and charging more because of complications. We try to give you a firm bid when we're out there.
I had a deal fall through last year for just that reason. It fell through because the person on the phone gave a quote, and the people thought they were getting ripped off, and it just was a bad situation. I thought it was very unprofessional. I did tell that person that, and it wasn't your company, thank God, but it does happen, so beware, because over the phone quotes with anything these days, I just don't know how anybody can do that.
There's a lot of things that a homeowner doesn't know to inform a contractor when giving information over the phone that, you know, it's just missed or they don't think is important. So that's why we do a site visit, because that way we have our estimator, our technician, taking a look at what needs to be done.
And you have to consider, too, that people think they know where they want this system, too. They want either the home, the seller or the buyer wants it in a certain place because they've decided they want it out of the way. They don't want to see it. And they feel that they know where the best place for you to install this system. What do you do then?
Well, and quite frankly, that happens. And the bottom line is there's a reason why we go through the kind of training we go through, and the reason why we're certified.
So do people listen, and are they reasonable? Sometimes yes, sometimes no, right?
Most of the time, we're able to discuss it with them. I've had a situation, not recently, but we actually had one situation where the homeowner was adamant that, in fact, this is where he wanted the radon system. It was doable to install it there, but we didn't think it was going to work appropriately. We made an agreement with him that we'll install it, but we won't guarantee it. And it didn't test correctly, and we had to come back and do it the way we originally planned.
Yes, that would happen.
Double the cost.
Right, of course.
Correct.
But you did try to accommodate.
We tried to accommodate, yes.
But it didn't work out.
No, unfortunately.
I love when people come in and they try to tell you how to do your job, right? They've never installed a radon system in their life, but they know exactly where it should be.
It happens in, I think, every industry.
Oh, sure. A lot of times in our industry, right, Pat?
Yeah, once or twice.
Okay, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. We're here today with Disaster Blaster, Christy Leyland, and Gary Lyons. We're talking about radon and the proper ways to mitigate and to look for radon. It has to be tested, correct?
Yes.
You can't tell by just going into a property whether you have radon or not.
No, you cannot.
No. Okay. How about a listing, Pat, because we're headed towards a break.
Yes. We have a beautiful 4-bedroom, 2.5-bath, 2,500-square-foot home located at 935 North Webster Avenue in Scranton for only $119,000. This home is in great condition. It has an open floor plan, high ceilings, hardwood floors, and three-zone heating. It also has a finished basement, a third floor that's finished for extra space, a wraparound porch, and a detached one-car garage. So if you need 4 bedrooms, 2.5 baths for only $119,000, give us a call about 935 North Webster Avenue in Scranton, and that is listed by Chuck Weisberger of our office.
Thank you, Pat. Greater Scranton Board of Realtors data statistics for the last 30 days. How are buyers paying for real estate? Out of 132 sales, 26% were cash, 50% financed with a conventional type of loan, 18% were FHA, that's the Federal Housing Administration loan, and VA loans, 2.2%. It's time for a short break. We will be back in a short bit with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Grady Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. The real estate market is extremely active, and you want to make a move, but you don't know where to start, who to call, or how to make it happen. I'm Jackie Ruddy, and I know Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate can lead the way. Our quality service award-winning team will help you with buying and selling a home. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate has a proven track record and experience you can count on. Lean on us to show you the way. Call 570-344-6724. That's 570-344-6724. Or visit jready.com. That's J-R-U-D-D-Y.com, where homes are open every day, all day long. Also, remember to tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate, Saturdays at 11 a.m. and Sundays at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. You're rejoining the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, and with Pat Devaney, my husband, fellow realtor and co-host.
Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning.
How are we doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Very good.
For the fourth week in a row is Disaster Blaster. We have Christy Leyland, Marketing and Service Manager, and Gary Lyons, General Manager. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We're talking about radon today, and we're having a great discussion. And before the break, we talked about what you have to do to discover if you do have radon and the method of getting rid of radon. And that is a method that's not that expensive, and it can be done, an installation can be in a day.
Typically a day, yes.
And there's right and wrong ways of installation, and you try to accommodate, but you have to assess the situation, and there's certain things you have to look for to properly install a radon mitigation system.
That's correct.
Okay. Radon is only a problem in certain parts of the country. True or false?
That's false. They found radon actually in all parts of the country.
And how did they discover radon? This, we were talking about this on the break, and I was told to ask the question on the air. How did they find out that radon was a problem in people's homes?
They actually found radon from a gentleman that worked at a nuclear power plant. And when you work at a nuclear power plant, and they typically test you constantly to determine your radioactive levels as a result of working at the power at the plant. And in this particular case, this gentleman, when they were testing, they were finding that he had extremely high levels of radiation, and that were just not appropriate for what he was exposed to at the plant. Eventually, they tested his home and found that his home was the source of the radiation, and then determined that that was radon gas.
Very interesting.
A very interesting story. So radon can be fixed, and the magic number is 4 picocuries.
Anything 4 picocuries per liter or over is considered unacceptable by the EPA.
All right. Radon affects only certain kinds of homes. True or false?
False. Actually, it's found in all types of homes. In fact, your neighbor could test free of radon, and you could still have a test and find that you have a radon problem.
Well, I've been doing real estate now 20 years, so I have come across some homes that have sold, bought and sold, bought and sold, in particular properties, and one day no radon, and the next day radon. That can happen in that house, correct? Not just a neighbor's house.
Absolutely, things change. In fact, the EPA suggests that even if you have a radon mitigation system, that you have the property tested at least every 2 or 3 years after the radon system is installed to make sure that it's still, that in fact nothing's changed in the house that would require that the system be adjusted, or that it maybe a different system be installed.
There's usually a gauge, right, that's on the outside of the pipe that if you go above a certain level, you're supposed to call a number?
Actually, the gauge, people think that the gauge is actually measuring the radon, but it's not measuring the radon. It's just telling you whether or not the fan is operating properly. So if you look at the gauge, you can tell quickly that the fan is operating properly and that there is a draw out of the pipe and it's removing, and it is, in fact, operating the way it should. However, if you make renovations to the house or things change in the house, that increases the radon level that's coming from under the slab of your basement, say, for instance, that draw may not be enough to remove enough radon to lower the radon to acceptable levels. That's why they suggest you test periodically.
You just said a slab in the floor of the basement. What if you have a dirt floor in the basement? Can you put a mitigation system in there?
When you have a dirt basement floor, that's always problematic. There's a number of ways that can be dealt with. If it's a basement floor where the people are not actually using the basement, one of the things that is done is that you'll cover the floor. You'll actually seal the soil floor with a heavy plastic, maybe put some gravel on it, and then put the mitigation system underneath the plastic to pull the radon out. Another suggestion is to, instead of using the typical radon mitigation system, that you may go with an air exchanger. And with an air exchanger, you're actually going to bring outside air into the basement and exchange while at the same time you're sending some of the air outside to get rid of the radon, and that dilutes the radon levels in the basement.
You mentioned if things change in the home, renovations, so on and so forth, you're finishing a basement, you're doing whatever enhancements to the house. How about insulation? If a house is well insulated, does that affect whether there's radon found in that house?
typically, when a house is heavily insulated, you're going to have a higher concentration. You may have a higher concentration of radon in the home because the radon has no, gets, you know, over time accumulates. It has nowhere to go. Having the insulation prevents it from getting out of the house. But to be very honest with you, insulation has a very minimal effect on the radon level.
Okay. So types of construction, there's not certain types of home that have more radon than others. Poured concrete foundation as opposed to stone foundations or block walls. Some more porous foundations, does that matter whether there's radon?
Even brand new homes with well-poured floors sometimes have radon concentrations. There's really no way to know. Now, I will say that typically if you have a soil floor or you're in a situation where you have a concrete floor but it has large cracks in it, you have a better chance of having higher radon levels. But just because your floor is in excellent condition and all the cracks are sealed does not prevent radon from getting in. It still has a way of getting in.
Okay, so first half of the show, you mentioned the way to remove radon. What happens during the testing phase? How long does it take? Is it expensive? What types of things are used to test?
We don't do the testing because we feel it's a conflict of interest, but typically the testing is done, but we suggest that the testing be done by professionals. You can buy testing canisters at your hardware store and do the testing yourself.
Is it accurate?
It is not considered by the EPA to be as accurate as, say, having a professional do it. However, it will give you a pretty good indication as to maybe whether or not you have a problem. And if you have
maybe
a problem,
maybe look it further into it and call that testing service,
exactly.
Correct? Are there requirements of testing services? Do they have to be certified?
They have to be certified and licensed the same way we do as mitigators. And the important thing here is that as a part of that, they have to have their testing equipment tested periodically and are under really stringent requirements to make sure that if they're doing a test, whatever those results are, they're going to be accurate. There's a real high level of quality control.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. And with us today is Disaster Blaster. We have Christy Leyland, Marketing and Service Manager, and Gary Lyons, General Manager. We're talking about radon today. And how do we get in touch with you?
You can contact us locally. Our office is in Avoca. It's 570-963-1123. Our website is www.disasterblaster.com.
Thank you. Is it difficult to sell homes? Should it be difficult to sell a home if radon is present? Is it a deal breaker?
Well, it shouldn't be. To me, any problem that can be dealt with and solved shouldn't be a deal breaker. As a general rule, we deal with mold remediation, homes that have mold that need to be remediated, asbestos, and, in this case, radon. There's no reason in the world why the home can't be corrected and put into a situation where it's a sellable home.
Okay, I agree. I've seen a lot of readings for radon, and it's always been correctable, but every once in a while, you get someone that just, even though the situation may be corrected, there's someone that just gets a bad feeling about it because it came in higher than what it should have.
Well, over 20% of the homes in this area have, when tested, high radon levels. So you're excluding, if you're a buyer, you're excluding a large percentage of the homes if you're not going to accept a home with a radon level.
Well, radon, I've also found that radon, last year we had a tremor, an earthquake tremor. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do.
Do you think the radon levels in the area were affected after that tremor?
It's possible that they could have been. The other thing I can tell you is that right now there's no determination yet, but the EPA is looking at whether fracking has an effect on radon levels in the homes in the areas where they're doing the fracking.
I've heard that too. How about wind? Gusty winds, high wind levels, rain. Does that affect radon levels?
Yes, it does. And the reason that occurs is because it causes a draft inside the house, which pulls up through the house from the first floor to the, from the basement to the first floor, and then if you have a second floor, up to the second floor. So actually, it is drawing air from. It causes a draw of air from the basement to the upper floors, bringing the radon up into the occupied areas at home.
Now, you don't test, but what's your position on this? If the monitor is placed in a home to do a test, and it's a 48-hour test, and the property is supposed to have closed house conditions, closed windows, closed doors, other than if someone's living there, they can just come in and go out, but they have to remember to keep their doors and windows shut. What if windows are opened or doors are open for a great amount of time? Will that affect the reading, and will it show on the reading results?
It will affect the readings. You really need to keep it under closed house conditions because you want to get an accurate reading. And will it show on the results? If they're using electronic reading equipment, some of those readers will actually be able to pinpoint that something's wrong.
Yeah, they're very delicate, and they do. I just had a house where that happened, and the radon, the level dipped so dramatically that the test was negative. They just negated the whole test, and they said, you got to do a redo. And thankfully, they came back, and it was done properly, and everybody has radon, but the radon was below the 4 picocuries, so it was didn't have to mitigate or do anything there, but it can affect it. And I think, you know, I've seen sellers over the years, I've been involved in situations where people are driving by a house and there's fans in the basement windows before the testing. And closed house conditions really are supposed to be before the test is even put in, right? A couple days before.
Yes. Yeah. So you understand. I mean, we use a venting process when our people are in there installing the radon mitigation system for the safety of our employees. And the purpose of that is to pull the radon out of there while they're doing the mitigation. So, you know, if they're doing fans like that, they're trying to mislead people with the test.
Okay. Well, we had a great discussion on radon, and for 4 weeks in a row, Disaster Blaster. Once again, your contact information before we close?
We can be contacted by phone, 570-963-1123, and on the web, www.disasterblaster.com. Like us on Facebook. We do weekly news stories and information pertinent to the indoor restoration industry.
Thank you once again, Christy and Gary.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Anytime. Pat, would you like to review a listing?
Yes, we have a 2-bedroom, 1-bath home in Dunmore at 1505 North Webster Avenue for $129,000. It has a finished lower level with a family room, a deck off the back of the house, a covered porch, and very nice awnings. This home is on a very nice lot. It has off-street parking, a utility shed, and a modern kitchen. So if you're looking in Dunmore, give us a call about 1505 North Webster Avenue, a 2-bedroom home for only $129,000, and that is listed by Sam Shelter of our office.
Thank you. And from the Pennsylvania Association of Realtors, foreign buyers identify U.S. as a profitable investment. Foreign buyers continue to have a substantial interest in U.S. properties, and this is according to NAR, the National Association of Realtors. Over a 5-year time frame, more than 70% of realtors reported a constant or increasing level in the number of international clients contacting them. International home sales in the U.S. declined in the past year, but they are at their second highest level in recent years, and they are over 6% of total existing home sales in value. This is what international buyers want. They want to cluster in specific locations, and the most important factors are proximity to their home country, presence of relatives and friends, availability of job and education opportunities, and the climate. International buyers also differ on the type of desired properties. Some are looking for trophy properties, while others are interested in modest vacation homes. About half of foreign buyers preferred to purchase in a suburban area, while a quarter preferred a more central city urban area. A majority purchased a detached single-family home, and 63% paid cash. They're the ones with the cash. We have to say goodbye. Remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. or Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Hi, this is Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Is real estate on your mind? It's on ours 24/7. Whether you're buying, selling, investing, or in need of an appraisal, you have questions, we have answers.
Thinking of buying or selling a house and have questions? Tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable hosted by locally owned and operated Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on Saturday mornings at 11 and Sunday mornings at 11:30.